why don't we, just for a bit of fun, try and find ourselves a winner or two today at the races. They're on, and of course, every Saturday morning, we love to catch up with Reece Crowther, MrBet.com.au, who I'm delighted to say is on the line. How are you, mate?
Mate, I am very, very well this morning. How are you? You've been putting in the hours, mate.
Putting in the hours big time, haven't I, eh?
You have, mate.
Oh, wow. No, I'm going well, mate. Looking forward to hearing from you because we had a bit of luck. I think last week we had a winner last week. Anyway, you always seem to get the mark or get very close to it. So over to you, sir. What about Randwick? Are you going there today?
Mate, I'll just say, Luke, I'm confident across the board this week. The last 2 weeks, I've kind of been sitting on the fence going, ah, it's winter racing. Look, I don't really know. You know, it's tricky, inconsistent horses. Mm. Not this week, mate. We're confident this week.
Okay.
Okay, Randwick race 4, number 8. There's a horse out of the Mar and Eustace stable called Le Chevalier. It's come up from Melbourne, mate, and it's had 2 starts in Sydney. Mate, this is a good horse. And they're giving us $2.30 about it, and it probably should be about even money. So there's a little bit of fat in that price. Look, last start, it just got a little bit too far back, Luke, and on the heavy track, so they weren't really making ground. It'll look to lead or box seat this race. And I just think if it reverts back to its numbers 2 starts back, mate, it'll absolutely win. If it reverts back to 1 start back before the last start, it should run a real good race. So, look, it's a cracking bet. Race 4, number 8, Le Chevalier, $2.30.
Okay, that's in Sydney. Where would you like to head next?
Mate, let's go to Flemington. Race 2, number 8. There's a horse called I'm Thunderstruck. Now, we're opposing the favourite here. There's a favourite called Tuvalu, and it's out of Lindsay Smith stable. Mate, it's had 157 days off. It's had 2 trials leading into it, but I just really want to oppose this favourite here after having such a lengthy break. Tuvalu, the favourite that we're going to oppose, is going to lead. I'm Thunderstruck, the horse that we're with, mate, I just think last start, it flopped out of the barrier, it settled back last, it made great ground against the bias late. I just think with Jamie Carr on this week, that's something we seem to say every week, Luke, Jamie
yes,
Carr on.
Yes, exactly right.
With Jamie Carr on this week, I just think she's so good at getting them out of the barriers. They'll want to be settling a bit closer, maybe 4th, 5th in running, and it'll just have too much acceleration for these when it matters, and it will run over the top of them. So I'm Thunderstruck, $4.40. I'm making that our best bet of the day.
Nice. Actually, $4.50 as I check an online bookie that happens to be familiar with my details. Where else would you like to go?
My Eagle Farm Race 3, number 8, is a horse called Aviemore, and it's $4, but your bookie might be giving you a bit more than that. Mate, look, this horse can. She's a little filly. She can throw a shocker, mate. She's had 3 wins from 5 starts, but her wins have been exceptional, and her non-wins have been abysmal. So we don't know which filly's going to turn up, but these aren't very good in this race, and she's certainly got the most scope to improve. Her current figures are good enough to win, but her scope, her projected numbers that we project her to get to, are far exceed her competitors in this race. So, mate, she's got the biggest scope. We just don't know which Aviemore's going to turn up. But she will sit on pace, Luke, because there's no pace inside of her. So she's drawn barrier 5. Mm. She'll just be able to sit on pace, which is good, because that's kind of where you want them. You don't want to be relying on luck if they're a bit inconsistent, you know?
Yeah.
So, mate, she's a real good bet. Aviemore, race 3, number 8, $4.
$4 where I'm looking as well, mate. $4 where I'm looking. All right. So, you know what? You've got race 4, number 8, Sydney. Race 2, number 8, Melbourne. Race 3, number 8. You know, there's something in that. If they all come 8, then, you know, that sucks. But, you know, the 8's lucky.
8 is lucky, mate. That is true.
Correct.
I didn't notice that until you just said it then.
No. I look for the really important stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, mate. Have a great day.
All right, mate. Take care.
Good on you. Reece Crowther. Bye-bye, mate. MrBet.com.au, 12 to 6.